Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sai. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge from you all, and I have no idea who this company is.
One moment, ma'am. You can have your zip code?
20181.
And can I have your first and last name?
Cassandra Sneed.
You said 20181?
Yes.
Hmm.
And both you all actually charged me twice, $59.95, and I have no idea what this is. I mean, who exactly are you all anyway?
This is a third party call center, ma'am. We just take calls from people over the entire United States. Can I have your spell your first name for me?
Cassandra, last name Sneed.
Okay, hold on. Okay, will there be any other number that name that, hold
no.
on one moment. And can you verify your mailing address?
10216 Aqua View Court, Knoxville, Virginia, 20181.
Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it looks like there was a smartwatch and a mini ear pods were ordered on 5/6/21, and both of those for shipping and handling was $11.90.
But I didn't order that.
Okay, so this was on the 6th of May.
Nope, I didn't order any watches. And like I said, I was charged twice. It's two different things, and my bank said I had to reach out to you all first.
Okay, and you haven't received the iPods nor the mini smartwatch?
No, I haven't received anything.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hold Okay, and what was your first name again, ma'am?
Cassandra, Cassandra.
Okay, so you said it was actually delivered on May the 14th.
Maybe they delivered it to the wrong address. I have no idea. But I don't have anything, and I know that I didn't order a watch or earplugs because I have earplugs, plenty of them.
Okay, so the address that they sent it to is the address that you verified that was on file.
We haven't gotten anything. I mean, I can let you all know if it ever comes, but I didn't have it, and I need these charges to be taken off my bank account.
Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it looks like that I can offer you a 35% refund in regards
35%, even though I didn't order it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's verifying that the product was delivered to your address, so it's giving me a 35% refund.
Yeah, I can't accept it. I'm gonna have to call my bank for that because I'm not gonna pay for something I didn't order.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about 50%?
No, I have to get the whole amount. Like I said, there's two charges for $59.95 on my bank account.
Okay, well, one moment for me. Let me talk to my supervisor.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am. And I talked to my supervisor, and she did bring to my attention that the name on this order, it does not match your name that you stated that was your name. So what you would have to do is go to through your bank for as a fraudulent activity.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do I need any type of confirmation number from you when I call my bank? Because, well, I called them once and they said I had to contact you, but I haven't done this in so long with having to.
No, ma'am. Thing you would have to do is notify them that there is some fraudulent activity on your account, and due to the fact that their name on our system doesn't match the name that you gave me, so that gives us an indication that there may be some fraudulent activity in regard to your cost, your charges, so that you would have to contact your bank in regards to that.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.